What's up, coffee people? Joel here. We're back, man. I got the microphone dusted off, quite literally. I got my laptop and all like my notes on top of our ironing board in our closet. I'm surrounded by clothes. The vibe is strong. The coffee's flowing. The podcast is back, my friends. Thanks for bearing with me. I know it's been a long time. I was looking back through former episodes, and it's been quite a minute since I've gotten on the microphone and connected with you guys. So excited to be back. I've got some renewed energy and vision for what will be season 4 of the podcast. As I was looking back through previous episodes, I realized I sort of left everybody hanging. I left myself hanging at the end of season 3. I didn't finish what I started, which is not like me. I apologize for that, but man, I'm excited to be back with you guys. Some of you have sent me messages like, hey, how's the espresso thing going? Have you figured it out at home? And so thanks for staying connected with me and just excited to be back with you. So if you haven't listened to the podcast before, welcome. If you're a new listener, and encourage you to go back through the first 3 seasons. Season 1, we talked about your home coffee routine plus 1, just how to level up from where you are and how you enjoy coffee at home into just a kind of an elevated experience at home. Had a lot of cool guests and folks over all 3 seasons come and share their ideas and their tips. Season 2, we talked about home roasting, so roasting coffee at home, which is a particular passion of mine, and had some cool interviews and some great kind of lessons learned there. Encourage you to listen back to those. And then season 3, the one that I sort of like, you know, poo-pooed out on at the end, was really about home espresso, like making espresso-based drinks at home and the challenges and the struggles and the joys of trying to figure that piece of the craft out. So if you haven't had a chance to listen back, encourage you to go do that. But I want to give you guys, if you don't know my story, or if it's been a minute since you've listened to kind of my coffee journey, I wanted to sort of reintroduce myself and this podcast to you all in preparation for launching season 4 of the Craft Your Own Coffee podcast. So for those of you that haven't listened, my name is Joel. I am a home coffee lover. I have a wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My wife's beautiful too. All 4 are beautiful. And we just got a puppy, which has been a new adventure. We live outside of Atlanta, Georgia. I got really interested in specialty coffee about 10 years ago when we lived in Southern California, and there were just specialty coffee shops everywhere. And I remember having my first real good eye-opening cup of coffee at Hidden House Coffee, served to me by who I didn't realize at the time, but it was the owner and is the owner of Hidden House Coffee, Ben Briggs. Shout out to Ben and Hidden House Coffee. He did a Chemex with an Ethiopia natural coffee that tasted like blueberries, and it blew my mind. And went down the coffee rabbit hole, started roasting coffee at home, started just, you know, investing in the hobby at home, and just things took off from there. Eventually, obviously, started a podcast, which is not like a normal thing to do for just a hobby person. So you can tell I've gone pretty deep down the rabbit hole. So this podcast was really born out of a desire to share, well, for a couple of reasons. One, to share, you know, what I've learned in coffee and help other people like myself that love coffee but want to learn how to make it better, take their game up a notch. That was one reason. The other was just for myself personally to learn, to bring other folks on that are steps ahead of me and learn from their experience and take away some tips from them and figure out how to raise my own craft of making coffee at home. So hopefully I've delivered that promise to you all over the past 3 seasons, and super excited about the 4th season, which will be launching here next week. Will be our first episode. And this season, we're going to be focusing on something a little bit different. So the podcast is called Craft Your Own Coffee. We've been focusing on, you know, your own coffee routine at home, ways to develop your craft. Well, season 4 is going to take a slightly different spin. And I'm going to be focusing on interviews and conversations with individuals that have had a craft of making coffee at home, where the coffee has been a hobby. And then at some point in their journey, that hobby has gone from hobby to business. So something has changed to where these home coffee lovers have gone from, I just do this at home, I roast beans, I, you know, make espresso, I do pour overs at home, to, I actually think that this might be a business opportunity or a calling, if you want to put kind of a spiritual sense on it, that I want to take this from hobby into something else that's a little more kind of substantial. So this season, season four, will be all about conversations and thoughts and advice from people that have made that leap from hobby into business and taken their coffee craft into a more substantial direction. So I hope that that meets some of you guys where you're at currently as you think about your passion and your interest in coffee. And then for those of you that aren't really thinking about going beyond hobby, maybe it'll just spark some interesting thoughts as you hear from some of these folks that I'll be interviewing. I've already had one of the interviews. It's going to be great, you guys. Super excited about the learning just personally and to share with you guys. So outline of the season, we'll have three or four different interviews with coffee professionals, coffee shop owners. And then here's the big plug that I'd like your help with. So I have a couple interviews lined up. Like I said, I've already completed one, but what I'd really like is to hear from some of you guys. And so I'm going to be putting out several all calls on our Instagram, which is at Craft Your Own Coffee. And then, you know, some shout outs throughout each of these episodes. I would love to hear from you. If you are on that journey of, I wonder what it would look like to go from a coffee hobby, something I love to do at home, into something that feels more like a business or into some sort of calling and make coffee a little more substantial in your life and in the work of your hands, I sure would love to hear from you. Maybe you've already made that leap. I'd love to hear your story. Maybe you've got questions and you're considering, man, do I take this to the next level and kind of make this what I do with my life and the work of my hands? I'd love to hear your questions and kind of bounce some thoughts and ideas off of each other. So I would ask for you, if you fit into either of those categories, you've either already made the leap from hobby to business, or you're considering or you're kind of wrestling or struggling with making that leap from hobby into business, send me an email or send me a direct message through Instagram. So Instagram is at craftyourowncoffee, all one word, and email is craftyourowncoffee@gmail.com. Reach out to me. I'll keep putting these feelers out. Would love to hear from you. Even if it's just a text or a email exchange, that would be great. I could represent some thoughts on a future podcast episode. Even better, if you'd like to join me for a Zoom call and have a voice-to-voice, face-to-face conversation, that would be fantastic. So that is the request for you guys. But in general, I'm just so excited to kick this thing back off, to learn from some coffee folks in the industry who were home coffee lovers just like you and I at one point in time, and have made the move into something more, and just to reconnect with you guys. So excited to be with you. Look forward to kicking this off next week. We will release one episode per week on Mondays for as long as the season lasts, which is probably going to be somewhere between 10 to 12 episodes. So excited for the time. God bless you guys. Talk to you soon.